President Joe Biden traveled to New Hampshire to promote the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and what it means to working people in the live free or die state.
We're going to make the most significant investment to modernize our roads and our bridges in 70 years. Law is going to speed up replacement of bridges by at least a year and allow New Hampshire to invest in other critical infrastructure needs. Thanks to the congressional delegation, this law also represents the most significant investment in passenger rail in 50 years in public transit ever. Here in New Hampshire, that means replacing about one-third of the transit vehicles, buses and the like, that are past their useful life. And this means jobs for folks making these upgrades. It's estimated it'll create up to 2 million jobs extra a year and up to 16 million jobs nationwide. Good-paying jobs, union jobs, jobs you can raise a family on, jobs that can't be outsourced.
He touted phase two of his agenda, Build Back Better. That's a $1.7 trillion investment in social welfare programs like expanding Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices and paid leave. House Democratic leaders say a vote could come as soon as this week. Here's House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries.
Before we depart, we are going to create additional good-paying jobs for everyday Americans. We're going to cut taxes for working families and middle-class families and low-income families. And we're going to lower costs in health care, particularly by driving down the high cost of life-saving prescription drugs, cut child care costs, cut housing costs, and implement universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds all across the country as well. Those will be additional wins for the American people, delivering on President Biden's promise to build back better.
The Congressional Budget Office is expected to release its fiscal analysis of Build Back Better by Friday. The House could then vote on it Saturday, if that happens. Then it'll go to the Senate, where Senate leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says his chamber will vote on it by Christmas. The Democratic leaders outlined their schedule in hopes of boosting the party's standing and delivering on a main campaign promise. President Biden is predicting quick action after what has been weeks of delays. Shaking off party differences, Democrats appear to be buoyed by passage of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Here's the president.
I'm confident that the House is going to pass this bill. And when it passes, it'll go to the Senate. I think we'll get it passed within a week. And it's fully paid for. It'll reduce the deficit over the long term, as I said. And again, no one making less than $400,000 will pay a single penny more in federal taxes. Let me close with this. Throughout our history, we've emerged from crisis by investing in ourselves. During the Civil War, we built the Transcontinental Railroad, uniting and connecting the East and West Coast, uniting America. During the Cold War, we built the interstate highway system, transforming how Americans live, where they're able to live. And now, as we work to put the COVID-19 pandemic behind us, we will build an economy of the 21st century.
But passing Biden's larger Build Back Better agenda through the Senate will be a tall order, where Democrats have no votes to spare. And more conservative moderates in the party, like Joe Manchin, have withheld support for the legislation. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.